First, I wanted to welcome Rabbi Medlov from Eretz Yisrael. Last night, or 2 nights ago, as I was walking from Marav, somebody accompanied me and said, how come you, when you count Sfira, you say La Omer? After all, it says in the Arskol Siddurim that we use, it says Ba Omer. I said to him that that's sort of funny, because if you look at different art scrolls, not just Ashkenaz versus Sfarad, if you look at the RCA edition, it says La, and if you look at the new Wasserman edition, it says La and Ba. And if you look at, so basically art scroll itself has numerous versions, the original version, the new versions, and do you say La Omer or Ba Omer? That's what I'd like to speak about for a few minutes. So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch says like this. He says four times what to say. Says Shulchan Aruch, how do you count Sfira? So Omer Ketzad, Bayom HaRishon Omer Hayom Yom Echad. Period. Adds the Ramah in parentheses, Ba Omer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't even say, you say neither Ba nor La. Just say Yom Yom Echad. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Ad Shemagil, Shiva Yom, Va'az Yomer Harvei, Hayom Shiva Yom Shem Shavua Echad. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the word La or Ba. Adds the Ramah again in parentheses, Ba'omer. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Uvayom Hashmini Yomar, Hayom Shmona Yom, Shem Shavu Echad, V'yom Echad. Period. And adds the Ramah in parentheses for the third time, Ba'omer. And a fourth and last time, V'chein, continues the Shulchan Aruch. When you get to 14 days, Yomar, Hayom Arba'asar Yom, Shehem Shnei Shavuos. Period. And for the fourth time, the Ramah adds in parentheses, Ba'omer. So Shulchan Aruch says you don't say anything at all. The Ramah says you say Ba. The articles that we happen to use in this shul all say La. So where did this come from? So before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz already raises the issue, and Taz asks on the Ramah, Mr. Ramah, Rabbi Ramah, why are you saying Ba? After all, every single Rishon, except for one maybe, or two maybe, every other Rishon says La, not like the Ramah. Furthermore, the Taz asks the following. What does the word La Omer mean? To the Korban Omer. It's 1 day from the Korban Omer, from when we brought the Korban Omer. It's 2 days from when we brought the Korban Omer. That's what La would mean. La. La Omer means La Korban Omer. It's 1 day from it. 2 days from it. Ask the Taz a very, very simple question. When was the Korban Omer brought? When? Second day of Pesach, right? In the morning. When do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer? The second night of Pesach, which is before that morning. In other words, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer before we brought the Korban Omer. So ask the Taz, how in the world could on the very first night we say, today is the first day from having brought the Korban Omer, when we haven't brought the Korban Omer? That's the Taz's bomb question on those who say La Omer. And he says, therefore, it makes sense to say, like the Ramah says, it should say Ba'omer. Because how could you say, from bringing it, when on the first day, you didn't bring it yet. So you can't say, 1 day from bringing the Korban Omer, you didn't bring it yet. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, the Taz says the proper thing to do is our minhag that the Ramah records, which is Ba'omer. What would it mean if it's Ba'omer? What does the word mean? Today is blankety blankety days, Ba'omer. So Ba'omer is going to have to mean, it does mean from the bringing of the Korban Omer, because that's La Omer. Ba'omer means in the Omer days. What are Omer days? I guess that's the days that we're counting. Because we're supposed to count these days, these are called Omer days. And therefore, that's what we mean. We're 1 day, 2 days in the Omer days, in the Omer days. Not from having brought the Korban Omer, but in the Omer days. So you realize that the word Ba or La is really differentiating and distinguishing between what you're counting. Are you counting from when you bring the Korban Omer? That's La Omer. Or are you just saying where you are in these days, nothing to do with the Korban Omer, you're not referencing the Korban Omer, that would be Ba Omer. Comes the Chok Yaakov, and he, the Ramah said Ba, and the Taz proved from the fact on the first night we count, we should say La. Comes the Chok Yaakov, one of the Achronim, he lists a whole bunch of Rishonim, one after the other, after the other, after the other. They all say La. Every Rishon that mentions the text of how to count Sfiras HaOmer, they all record that you say La. So he says it must be that, what was the question? The problem was that when you say La Omer, you're saying from having brought the Korban Omer. And that doesn't work on the first night because you didn't yet bring the Karban Omer. So therefore, the Chog Yaakov says, no. When you say La Omer, it doesn't mean from when you brought the Karban Omer, but it's from the day that you're supposed to bring the Karban Omer. You hear the difference? You're right. That first night, you didn't yet bring it, but it is the day that we bring it. So, Hayom Yom Rishon Yom Echad La Omer, meaning it's the first day of that day that we bring the Karban Omer. That's how he explains the La. There's an interesting point, because when we were familiar with writing, with talking about, you know, different times or dates, or in a get, or in a ksuva, when we want to say the day, do we say Hayom Abasar Yom Lechodesh? We say Lechodesh, not Bechodesh. And that's how it appears in a ksuva. It appears that way in a get. Lierach Adar, Lierach Iya, Lierach. We say Lierach, we don't say Biyerach. So we say Le when we're referring to what month we're in. So that also is another suggestion. One of the Achronim says that it might be indeed La. So, of course, the Achronim conclude that you could go, you're okay either way. But one thing that's worth thinking about, I think I might have mentioned a year or two ago when I talked about this topic. Did you ever hear somebody say, I can't wait to shave on Lag La'omer? Minhag Yisrael is Lag Ba'omer. So we know that we say Lag Ba'omer. No one questions Lag Ba'omer, but yet when you're going to hear me count on the 33rd night, I'm probably going to say, Hayom Shalashal Shalashim Yom Shehem, whatever blankety days, weeks, Arba Shavuos, V'chamishayim La'omer. So why am I saying Lag Ba'omer? I don't know, that's a good question. I want to finish off with a nice stickle of lamdas that Rav Karp. Rav Karp is the Rav of Kiryat Sefer. He's a very, he learned B'chavrus, the Rav El Yashiv, much younger than Rav El Yashiv, but Rav Karp has a Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'chag. And he suggests the following suggestion, which is very, very interesting. It says Rav Karp that this machlokas, whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer, might be very, very, very fundamental. It might actually depend on whether you hold that Sviras to Omer Bizman is as Midaraisa or it's Midrabana. And he says as follows. Let's say we hold that Sviras Bizman is as Midaraisa. If you hold that Sviras Bizman is as Midaraisa, like the Rambam, for example, so if Sviras Bizman is as Midaraisa, could it possibly be that we're counting from the days that the Karban Omer is brought? No, because we don't have the Karban Omer. If you would be counting from the days that the Karban Omer is brought, so in order for it to be Daraisa, you would have to have the Karban Omer and count from the day that the Karban Omer was brought. But we don't have the Karban Omer. Okay, so it's the Rabbanim nowadays. But the Rambam says it's Daraisa. So how could it be Daraisa? It must be that the mitzvah of counting is not counting from the bringing of the Karban Omer, but it must be from these days of Omer, call them Omer days. These are called Omer days. And that's why, if you hold that counting nowadays is Midaraisa, and therefore it's not from the bringing of the Karban Omer, you can't say La, because La means from the time you brought the Karban Omer. So therefore we say Ba, and that's an indication that we're not counting for the Karban Omer. It's Daraisa, even though there's no Karban Omer, it's still Daraisa, so we're just counting these days itself. Ba, says the Rabbi Karp something incredible. Who are the ones who say they should say Ba? Well, I told you a few minutes ago, the Rama, the Gra, says Rabbi Karp, how fascinating is it that both the Rama and the Gra have mashmoyos that they hold that Sfiras Omer might be Doraisa Bizman Hazeh, Lishitosayhu. And says Rabbi Karp, those shitas that say that you're supposed to say La, so they must hold that it's Midrabanan. And therefore, we're counting from the days when you were supposed to have brought the Karban Omer. So we can mention Lot from the bringing of the Karban Omer. We don't bring the Karban Omer. That's why it's not Daraisa anymore. It's only Darabanan. So in the same way, in the Beis HaMikdash, they said La, and then it was Daraisa. Now, we don't have that Karban, so we'll say La from the day that the Karban Omer was brought, but it's not going to be Darabanan anymore. So if you hold that the counting is from the Karban Omer, and therefore our counting is nowadays only Darabanan, not Daraisa, because we don't have the Karban Omer anymore, so therefore you'd say La. Now, that's as far as the different opinions, where they come from, but between you and me, the stakes here are not very high. And that's because, as I started off with, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Hayom Yom Echad, period. He doesn't say La Omer, he doesn't say Ba Omer. So even if you omit the entire word, and you don't say anything, you're Yotzei. So certainly whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer, you are certainly Yotzei without a question under all circumstances. So the machlokas that we have here is not the biggest deal. You're okay either way. Obviously, do whatever your minhag is. The Mishnah Berurah does conclude against the Rama, rather like Rav Rishonim that you do say La. That's the reason why I say La. But if you say Ba and you want to do what this art scroll says, well, just make sure you don't switch art scrolls in the middle. Okay.